Hi, I'm Jared Cooper. Welcome to my monthly podcast. You can get in touch with me at jaredcooper.net. It will be great to hear from you. But let's get right into the preach. Be inspired, be encouraged. I hope you enjoy today.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right then, I want to talk to you. You know, when we get saved, we get saved by grace. Everybody know that? Yeah. It ain't doing anything. There you go. Wonderful. We get saved by grace and God comes into our life and all of us are needing the grace of God to be in our worlds. You can only be transformed by a work of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Christianity is not exterior restraint, it's interior transformation. But who knows, if you've been saved like me, 39 years, I know, you're looking at me going, it's just not possible. Yeah, I was saved as an embryo. I raised my little unformed hand in the womb and said, yes, Jesus. So I've been walking with God or stumbling with God 39 years. And I know that I want inner transformation, but also there are things that help me to walk with God. And I just want to talk about some of those things for a few moments this morning. The story of Cain and Abel, it's a fun story. Everybody went, not. Adam lay with his wife, I read that wrong, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, with the help of the Lord, I brought forth a man. Later, she gave birth to his brother Abel. Now, Abel kept flocks and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil. Would you read that line with me? Some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. But Abel also brought an offering, fat portions. Everybody say fat portions. From some of the firstborn, say firstborn, of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry and his face was downcast. Then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door and it desires to have you. But you must rule over it. Now Cain said to his brother Abel, let's go out to the field. While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. The first death regarding Christian worship ever. Here, you've got this incredible story. Cain brought some fruit. Who did he bring it to? God. Was it an offering? Yes. Was it enough? No. Abel brought the right offering. Fat portions, the good stuff, from the firstborn. It was risky. It was the first ones. What if all the other ones die? But I'm going to give him the first that comes. I'm going to give him the best and the first that I've got, trusting that he will bless the rest. That's the theology of first fruits and firstborn. And God looked in favor on Abel's quality offering, and he rejected Abel's half-hearted offering. Here's my encouraging thought for this morning. We don't serve in any old way. Sloppy offerings aren't enough. Roughly right isn't enough. God says, here is how I want you to live and walk before me in the things of God. And it goes on to say, why are you downcast? Because sometimes we're living for God, in inverted commas. We're doing stuff for God. We're doing things for God. But still we don't see the favor of God in our lives like someone over there. And we go, heck, I'm giving you some time. I'm giving you some effort. I'm raising my hands in the worship. Why are you blessing them more than me? And God says, why are you so miserable? If you do what is right, let me add to it, if you do what is fully right, you'll be blessed. God is looking on the heart. He's looking on the intention. He's looking on the skill to stand before God and for us to say at some point in our lives, maybe not in the first year of being saved, but as we mature in God, we should be saying, I know what God wants. I know the quality of what he wants. I know what he wants. He wants me wholeheartedly. He wants me completely. He's not looking on a 10-minute offering to the Lord. He's not looking on a small offering to the Lord saying, well, you know, that'll do. He's going, I want all of you. Yes. Amen. Yes. If you do what is right, you'll be blessed. Hand of God will come on you. And there'll be blessing in your life. I've been thinking lately about the power of doing. The power of behavior, the power of habit. I've even been thinking about the power of your diary. To actually go, it's not intention that makes me strong. It's not I wish that makes me blessed. Yep. It's not I'd really like to. It's the moment when we go, I'm going to do what is right that brings blessing into your life. Yes. It's not, I wish I was fitter. I dream about being financially blessed. I long to have good friendships. I wish I was moving in the things of God. That doesn't get you anywhere. I want to take you up to A-level Christianity. That's C-level. I want to take you up to A-level Christianity for a moment this morning. And I want you to remind you that the blessing is in the doing. Even though you're saved by faith and it's a grace work in your heart, something happens when you do stuff for God. There's some power in the doing. Are you with me? Yep. Behavior beats creed. I don't care what fridge magnet you got. I want to know what you do all day. Yep. I don't care how many nice verses you've got scattered around your house, how you think, what you watch on TV, how you live, how you speak, how you ultimately spend your time and your days is what's going to make you blessed. Having a crucifix or an empty cross on the wall isn't going to bless your house. Doing what is right will bring blessing into your house. Do what is right, because there's power in what you do. Yes. People wish all the time. That doesn't make you blessed. Doesn't even make you a Christian. Yeah. No. I long, I intend to, my motivation was. Yeah, yada, yada, yada. What are you doing with your life? What does your bank statement say about how you live? What does your diary say about how you live? What does your mouth say about how you live? What we do is what gets us blessed. That's why I want to talk about the doing for a few moments. Is that okay? You're getting... something, sloppy service, half-hearted service, intention, even, I'm going to give God this bit. We become very proud about the bit we do. Yep. Like Cain. Yep. And it really annoys us when God says, not enough. And we're like, really? Isn't there a version of the gospel where it's not take your cross and follow me, but sing songs and do roughly what I say, and I'll bless you? No, there isn't that. It's take up your cross. Wholehearted. He doesn't want to improve you. He wants to kill you. You have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Now that can't just be an intention or a theory or a creed. I've got to feel it, diarize it, do something about it, and it changes my life. Because often we live by what I feel I'll do. No. Real life doesn't work like that. I feel it, then I do it. Marriages fail all the time because people feel that feelings is reality. No, doings is reality. When we're in the book of Revelation, God's talking about backsliding. And he said, you've fallen, you've lost your first love. He didn't say, try to feel what you felt at first. You know, the joy of your salvation. Ooh, gooey, lovely. No, he said, do what you did at first. This stuff you were doing that was bringing the feeling. It says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be. That's not just money, actually. The greatest treasure you have, because you cannot get it back, is time. What is in your diary will tell me where your treasure is, and your heart will follow the treasure of my investment here. Yes, it might be financial, but it might be my time and my energy and my effort. And here's one for busy people. My prioritizing is going to make me blessed. My diary can bless me. It's what I want to talk about today. I want to get extremely practical. Because intending to become strong is, that's nice, but usually doesn't work. Desiring to become strong gets you energized for a couple of weeks. Planning to become strong. Thank you. Out of the mouths of babes. Planning to become strong blesses your life. When Zach was growing up, he was quite messy when he ate food. And rice and beans and ketchup would just fly everywhere. Do you know what I mean? And Vicky would go, Zach, for heaven's sake, look at the floor, I cleaned this today. And I go, Vicky. Calm down, it's the floor, we'll mop it, we'll fix it. It's all right, he's two, he's three. And next week, Zach, look, ketchup everywhere, up the walls. Vicky, it's a wall, he's two. Oh, calm down, just... over the top. Then came the week that I cleaned the floor. Zach, for heaven's sake, I cleaned the floor, look, it's all over. Doing transformed my passion. You are a different person when you do differently. Not when you think or creed or wonder or dream or desire. What really makes you is what you do. Your heart is ignited by things you do. Your love is ignited by things you do. And when you grasp that doing is the most powerful thing, behavior, your behavior, not just on a Sunday morning, but how we design the behavior of our lives, what we focus on and what we spend time doing is either bringing you blessing or leaving you empty. And it's no good going, well, God, what are you blessing them for? I'm doing stuff too. He said, if you do what is right, when I accept you and bring blessing into your life. Amen. Does that make sense? Yes. So listen, let that great book just come out, Stronger, by a guy called Jared Cooper. Really good. And one of the chapters in it is about the power of habit. Let me read you a few quotes from this amazing book that you've all got to get, because it'll bless you. It's one of the behaviors you got to do. Just you know, on Kindle, you just go buy it now, boom, it's in. It's like £3, I don't know, something like that. Listen to this, the power of habit. Motivation is what gets you started, but habit is what keeps you going.
Yes.
Proverbs 12:11 says, he who chases fantasies will remain poor, but he who works his land. Now, you're not a farmer, but you've got a farm. Yes. He who works his life will be rich. When our habits are good, we are going to be strong. Listen to this. Someone once wrote, excellence is not a singular act, but a habit. Listen to this. You are what you repeatedly do. Charles Nobel said, first we make our habits, then our habits make us. What you design into your... You know, September's like another one of those New Year moments, isn't it? I want you to think about designing your life. Not desiring, designing. Diarizing. Looking at your month and even your year and going, I'm going to book that, 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 and I'm going to look up at the end of a year and I'm going to be different because of what I booked. Because if not, the busy, the urgent, or the distraction takes control. And all those desires come to nothing. You have to diarize your blessing.
Well, I hope you're enjoying today's talk. I'm just pausing for a moment to let you know we have 25% off our online courses right now. We have When the Spirit and Word Collide, Moving in Healings, Miracles and Prophecy, and the Stronger course, all online at jaredcooper.net. If you use the code ONLINE25, you will get 25% off those online courses. That's if you use the code ONLINE25. You're going to get 25% off those courses about prophetic leadership, about how to move in healings, miracles, and in prophecy, and about how to build a stronger interior world in your life. So do have a little look. It'd be great to see you soon. God bless.
Listen to this one. Proverbs 15:32. Those who disregard discipline despise themselves. Indisciplined people always feel bad about themselves and therefore lack confidence. And confidence is huge in life. You're supposed to be confident because of the grace and the goodness of God, but you're also supposed to be confident because you know this transforming work of the gospel is changing my behavior and my lifestyle. And I'm starting to move in new ways. Even as new neural pathways are built into my life and into my mind, I am behaving differently. And it feels so satisfying. A hope brought to fruition satisfies your soul. And you go, wow, look at my prayer life. Finally, got it sorted. Wow, look at my health life. Finally, got it sorted. Look at my relationships. I did something and they've come into a place of fruitfulness because I did something. Wishing it to fall out of the sky is both immature and dumb. But when we plan it, something powerful happens. Are you encouraged yet? Amen. No, doesn't matter. When you do it, hopefully you'll be blessed by the end. Listen to this poem. I love this poem. It's about habit and doing, both good and bad. Because if you don't plan good habits, you'll just keep your bad ones going. Right? And you spend your life fighting your bad habits instead of just replacing them with good. I, habit, good and bad, am your constant companion. I'm your greatest helper or heaviest burden. I will push you onwards or drag you down to failure. I'm completely at your command. Half of the things you do, you might as well turn over to me, and I will do them quickly and correctly. I am easily managed, but you must be firm with me. Show me exactly how you want something done, and after a few lessons, I will do it automatically for you. I'm the servant of great people, and alas, of failures as well. Those who are great, I have made great. Those who are failures, I have made failures. I am not a machine, though I work with the precision of a machine, plus the intelligence of a person. You may run me for profit or run me for ruin. It makes no difference to me. Take me, train me, be firm with me, and I will place the world at your feet. Be easy with me, and I will destroy you. What am I? I'm habit. What you do, what you book, is incredibly powerful. Diarize strength. What do I mean by that? Well, okay, let me do some fun ones to begin with. Think, if you don't have a diary, oh Jesus, there are some people that don't have diaries. You have no focus. You're going nowhere and you don't even know when you'll get there. If you do have a diary and it's just rammed, you have no priorities. We need to go, what is the most important thing in my world? I'm going to plan it. I'm going to plan it in so that it happens. Think about this. We already plan our work. Why? It's planned for us, right? Turn up here, leave there. And you've got these things that go, right, that's my time that makes me money. Work is diarized. It's in your diary. And if you turn up late, guess what? No money. You lose your job eventually. As we plan it, something powerful happens. But think about planning other things in your life. I'm going to give you, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 things that I think we should plan. And the busier we get, the more we should plan them. Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say this is better than it sounds. Tell the person next to you, you can do this. Then tell them, not so sure about me. No, seriously, if you want to live a good life, the busier you get, the more you will diarize your success rather than wish for it. Here's a great one. How's about putting rest in your diary? People say, can I meet you? No, I'm really busy. It says rest in my diary. Now, if it's truly an emergency, I could see you, but it says rest in my diary. Because I know I live best rested. Yeah. Rest is not a second-class use of time. Yeah. It is a first-class use of time. God made man, and then God wasn't tired, but the first thing he showed him was himself resting. Yeah. Deck chair, cocktail, sun in the sky, sit back, Adam, and look at it all. You've got to understand, you've got to look, because that makes you glorify and worship. Have a Sabbath. And in fact, when the law came along, he said, put to death anyone who doesn't keep it. In other words, diarize it. Not resting is idolatry. Yes. Resting is the greatest expression of faith because it says, I'm not in charge of my world. I'm not really the money maker. He's the money maker. Yes. He's the provider. And rest replenishes me so I can live well. How's about putting rest, holidays in the diary? I love it. I know good staff members on my team. Why? They come to me and ask me usually for their year's holiday right at the beginning. As soon as April comes in, when they reset, it's like, right, I've got all my dates. And I go, right, they're planning rest. And they're planning, here's another one, fun. They're planning fun to live well. I'm going to put it in my diary. I'm not waiting for red letter days to happen to me. I'm booking them. I'm going to create great memories in 2016, 2017, because I'm putting them in the diary. And when you diarize fun, you're a nicer person. When you diarize rest, you're a healthier, more spiritual person. You're just like God. He said, every 7, diarize it. Put it in, rest. Live in uncontrolled work and meander around. Disorganized people aren't loving themselves. And more to the point, if I can tell everybody in the room, you're not loving others either when you don't turn up for what you're supposed to be at. But diarizing rest and diarizing fun. Is diarize a word? I'm going to use it anyway. I've used it. How's about this one? Do you know that you need to put, if you're busy, you need to put love in your diary? Everybody go, love. Yeah. Come on. Vicky and I, you know, we've had a busy summer. So it was one of those moments when we sit down and we review. And we go, listen, it's got busy again. We're going to have to put date nights in the diary. Why? I want a good marriage. Right? I want a good marriage all the days of my life. I want to die married to the same woman. I want my son to see what it is for a husband to be with a wife. So he treats a wife well. All these things are huge. So what do? I don't go, well, I wish I had a better marriage. I diarize it. Do what you did at first and you'll fall in love again. Yeah. Usually, marriages are because, as the saying goes, if only more marriages courted, there'd be less marriages in court. We think the dating's over when the wedding day happens. No. Put it in the diary. Well, we can't afford to go for a meal. Have you got a Sky package? Cancel it. Pay for meals out. Pay for the cinema. Pay for little bits of fun. What's more important to you, watching more of that little red devil in the corner or having fun with your wife? You diarize it and you look up a year later going, we're doing okay, aren't we? Yeah, because we're talking and we're kissing and we're having fun and we're enjoying each other and we're talking lots about the things we do. We diarize in the week. Monday morning, we're going to walk, we're going to talk, we're going to pray, we're going to offload and we're going to enjoy each other and walk and think about spiritual things in God. You diarize it, it makes you strong. You just put it in the diary knowing you look up a year from now, you'll be a different person. Why? We put it in the diary. Where's your date night, married people? What about diarizing friendship, time with people? Vicky and I, again, put it in the diary. Let's sit down, do the next 4 months. When are we going to invite people around? Who are we going to invite around? Make little lists. Why? Look up after 4, 5, 6 months. You go, we're closer to all this group of people because we just invited them to our home in the diary. Because who knows what life is like? It's Friday. You've got to the end of a week. You're exhausted. And then you think, oh, we invited that one and that one and that one and that one round. And you sit there going, we're exhausted. But listen, it's in the diary. The diary's become the leader instead of my feeble heart. You know me, I go, oh, I'm tired. No, just do it. You get to the end of the evening. You spend an evening with friends. You look up and you go, that was fun. I feel refreshed. Grace entered my world because of something I put in the diary. I put a sacrament in the diary, a means of receiving God's grace. It's called friendship and it's biblical. And you sit around a meal table and you enjoy each other and you transform your world. Why? It was in the diary. Do what is right and you'll be blessed. Now let's get to the fun ones. They were the fun ones. Diarize attending church. I want to be strong and I want to be part of a strong church. Well, put it in your diary then, 10:30 every Sunday. Leaders, put 9:45 in your diary. You're the model, you're the example. Turning up late is not enough. Be there, be on time, be a model, be an example. Pastors, assistant pastors, team leaders, leaders, be in prayer. We want to be strong, but nobody wants to diarize it. Diarize it, don't be a wimp. Put it in your diary and be the example. And let's be a strong church by planning it. Not by going, what do I feel like this morning? No, that's weak people. Strong people go, it's in the diary, I'm there. Yes. Listen, parents, what do you teach your children when you say, the sun is out, we're doing Flamingo Land instead? Yeah. Thanks, Mum. If you want your children to grow up in God, don't teach them that Flamingo Land and the sun are more important than God. You are the leader in your home. If you want to teach them that the sun is more important than God, guess how they'll grow up? You'll be 22 coming to me crying, oh, pray for my kid, they're on drugs, they're all over the place. No, you did it. Give you a slap of wisdom and say, plan it, diarize it, turn up, show them. Doesn't matter what you say, what you do is what gets you blessed. Bless your kids by being in church. 1 in 7, we give time to God to glorify him. We give him the first day of our week. We give him the first fruits of what we have. And we say, God, I worship you. I put myself under the spout where the glory comes out. Why? So that blessing is on me. But I turn up 1 in 3. How come they're more blessed? Do what is right and it blesses you. Amen. You're loving it this morning. We're ending on a great one. Pray, diarize it. My alarm goes off. Oh, aren't computers and phones wonderful? My alarm goes off. It isn't kind of, no, it's a nice Hillsong song. And the label on it is Our Father who art in heaven, just to remind me the first thing to say when I wake. And I'm looking at it through cross-eyed, grabbing my glasses to the, oh yeah, it says the same thing every morning. Our Father, 6 o'clock, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Right, and now I've diarized a moment to meet God. That makes me more powerful than having 3 great weeks when I felt like praying. Yep. What you diarize will make you strong. Amen? Service, others, being in teams, being there. Reading, diarize reading. Put it in your diary. Here's a great one. If you're losing passion for the word, because sometimes it's hard to get started when you've got off the wagon for a bit. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? Do you know what to do? Because the more you read it, the more you want to read it. It's nothing like normal food. It's more like Pringles. Once you pop, you just can't stop. And you get in there and you go. So what do you need? If you're like me, you need a bit of help. So I tell you what to do with your diary. You pick it up and you put Tuesday and you put 7 o'clock and you put Bible school and you go, I am going to do this because a year later I'll be stronger. Yeah. It's not whether I feel like it, not whether I run it. I'm just going to do it because it will help me to fall in love with the Bible. I want to pop so I just can't stop. I want to end my life in strength, not in weakness, so I'm going to book something. I'm going to be at Bible school and I'm going to become strong in the Word of God and it'll transform my world. Thank you, all of you. And then finally, so what do we do with that? Well, you then, because there's all sorts of other stuff, diarize, exercise. Diarize, that's right, yeah. Is there such a thing as a 10-day week, you know? You've got to make your you can't do all of these, but you make your priorities and you go, right, if it's in the diary and if you're a phony type person or a laptop, it's pinging up at you. I put things just to remind me. Remember to pray for. Remember, you know, this one or that one. Remember to do this. Remember to email so-and-so. So every month or every week or every 2 months, something's going on. And it's just pinging up. Organized people, those who love discipline, love themselves. You will be strong not by what you desire, but by what you do. Use your diary to make you strong. Look at it this week, even as we go into this new season, and think the next 9 months, go right up to, you know, where are we now? Yeah, well, yeah, the next 9 months, the next year, I'm going to put things in my diary. If we're not spending time with people like we want to, go, right, well, let's just pick a date every couple of weeks or every month, and we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And your diary does it for you.
Yeah.
And some days you sit there going, oh, it's in the diary. But even that is the kind of peer pressure we need to live strong.
Yeah,
you don't live strong by dreaming. You live strong by discipline.
Yes.
And listen, the discipline brings you to your dreams.
Yeah.
Indisciplined people never reach their dreams because they think desire is going to do it. Let me tell you one thing for sure. 27 years on in ministry, desire doesn't get you there. Discipline gets you there. And you go, I taught myself to embrace a discipline, not discipline for others. I self-led. I disciplined myself to give myself the life I wanted, both in the things I just needed to do, but and also even in my adventures and my pleasures and my time with people. And it made me strong. Do the right thing and you get blessed. It may turn to another scripture eventually. Let's stand together in the presence of God. I'm just going to pray. First, we make our habits, then our habits make us. But here's an important thing to remember as I end this morning. Hebrews 11, the great chapter of faith. It says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It talks about the nature of faith. Then verse 4 down there, by faith, and it's talking about the story we read, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which it was testified of him that he was righteous, upright, in right standing with God, and God testified by accepting his gifts. And though he died, yet through this act of faith, he still speaks.
Yeah.
Here's a thing to grasp. Duty won't do it. Don't miss what I'm saying. Just go, oh, I've got to, I should do. It's when you sprinkle faith and hope and the reward of heaven on discipline, you go, wow, that's all I had to do in one or two things, and it started to bring blessing into my life. But I had to mix hope, not duty. I had to mix because he loves me and I want to walk with him and he is good and I want to walk in blessing and I want my kids to be blessed and I want to be rested and I want to be closer to people and I want to know his word and I want to walk in faith because he loves me, he loves me, he loves me. So I want to access all these good things. When you mix faith with it, knowing I'll seek him earnestly because he's a rewarder of those who seek him. When you sprinkle it all with hope, you go, wow. So the question at the end of the day is not go do it all. The question is, which bit should you start with? Maybe two or three at the most, and you're going to sit down and go, I'm going to put diarized blessing in my life. What's your need? Close your eyes and think for a moment as we close. Are you de-energized? Are you lonely? You feel you're not knowing and enjoying the word and sitting wide-eyed in the presence of the Bible. You can put that in your diary and say, I'm going to make that take priority over the urgent. Yep. Even though I miss it some weeks, that's fine, because you know it'll come up again next week or next month, however you've diarized it. We're not here to create guilt trips. We're here to create enjoyable discipline yep. that brings blessing. Just let the Holy Spirit wash over you right now and bless you with maybe new thoughts of how discipline can bless your life and bring strength. Maybe you're just going, my diary is so full. So the first thing you need to do is go, I'm going to give myself a couple of hours one evening and I'm just going to sit and go, God, which bits should I be doing? And which bits should I drop? What you do will bless you.